This is KYUK Public Radio for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. I'm Christy Schallenberger. The Bethel City Council appeared impressed by City Attorney candidate Elizabeth Libby Bacalar. Bacalar will be invited for an on-site interview scheduled the same day that the three candidates for city manager make their visit. Councilmember Mark Springer made the motion to invite Bacalar to Bethel.
You really can't do much better than somebody who has come from the biggest and best law firm in the state of Alaska, which is the Alaska Department of Law.
Bacalar has served 12 years with the state of Alaska in various capacities.
I think I've represented almost every agency in the state.
She says she has a grasp on the specific issues that Bethel faces, like local option alcohol regulation. She also has experience with elections and drafting legislation. Council members did not ask Bacalar about her blog, One Hot Mess Alaska, or her lawsuit against Governor Mike Dunleavy for wrongful termination. After the interview, several council members say they only cared about her professional qualifications. Here's Mark Springer, Michelle DeWitt, and Alyssa Leary.
She has a blog. I've got a blog.
Being involved in all of that, I think, you know, she's probably developed some tough skin.
I am interested in what an employee will do for the city of Bethel. All employees have other, you know, areas of interest or issues or topics in their lives outside of employment.
That was Mark Springer, Michelle DeWitt, and Alyssa Leary. Bacalar has also stated that while she would work remotely from Juneau, she would be happy to fly to Bethel 6 to 7 times a year or more. If hired, Libby Bacalar says she could start work as Bethel City Attorney by March. She is scheduled to visit Bethel on February 10th through the 12th, along with the three finalists for the city manager job. And in more City Council news, Bethel has a pool again. The Yukon-Kuskokwim Fitness Center reopened on Monday after nearly 3 weeks of closure due to frozen pipes and other mechanical issues caused by the cold snap. Corbin Ford, foreman of the city's property maintenance crew, spoke at last night's City Council meeting. His team worked every day over the holidays to keep the pool from freezing over. Ford says Francis Harpak, Brandon Alton, and Carly McIntyre logged a collective 447 hours of overtime over the last pay period.
They worked tirelessly for you guys and the community and the pool.
Acting City Manager Bill Howell says an engineering and architectural firm examined the facility to find out why so many issues arose in the building.
There are some things that were not discovered by the project managers and or the contractors when the building was built. We're looking into that to see what recourse we may or may not have.
Howell says there are issues with the envelope and insulation of the building, and Bethel's Public Works Department will have an engineering report in several weeks to address those issues. And in 2015, the Kilbuck School burned down in Bethel, and 4 years later, a replacement school is still nowhere near. The Lower Kuskokwim School District and its insurance companies disagree over how much money the school district should receive to build a new one. That decision will now be up to a jury. LKSD is suing its insurance companies with the trial scheduled for March of 2021. KYUK's Greg Kim has more.
In the middle of the night on November 3, 2015, a fire started on the Kilbuck School campus that eventually engulfed the building in flames and destroyed it. The Lower Kuskokwim School District intended to replace it with a new school using the insurance settlement from the fire. 4 years down the line, LKSD Superintendent Dan Walker says they still don't have the money.
There's been very little movement on the part of the insurance companies.
So last May, LKSD filed a lawsuit against its insurance company, Alaska Public Entity Insurance, and its excess carriers. Walker says the lawsuit isn't for a set amount of money.
It's to get us a new school, whatever that cost. We believe we bought a replacement policy, and we expect a replacement school.
The insurance company APEI's executive director, Barbara Thurston, agrees the policy provides for a replacement school. However, she says LKSD sent them a design proposal for a new building that goes beyond replacement. Thurston says APEI's policy only covers $5 million in something called code upgrades. These are improvements in the replacement school to comply with building codes that were added since the original school was built. But Walker says, without all the required code upgrades, it's not a replacement school.
We have to have a building that we can legally occupy.
But Thurston says there are also aspects of LKSD's design for the new school that don't fall into either replacement or code upgrades. She says they're just improvements, and the insurance company won't cover that. Last April, Walker estimated the new school would cost around $40 million. Thurston says the insurance companies have already paid the district $20 million for the value of the burned-down building. But she says they could pay more once the parties agree on the replacement cost. The jury trial to decide the settlement is scheduled for March of 2021. However, the location for the trial is still up for consideration. APEI has requested the trial be moved from Bethel to Juneau. Judge Nathaniel Peters denied the initial request, but the insurance companies want that reconsidered by the court. It is also possible the case is resolved before it goes to trial. Thurston says a settlement mediation is scheduled for March of this year. In Bethel, I'm Greg Kim.
And moving on to sports news, running the grueling Kuskokwim 300 sled dog race makes for hungry dogs and mushers. With the race starting Friday night, volunteer cooks are gathering supplies and getting ready to feed dozens of competitors down the trail. As KYUK's Laura Craigle reports, their goal is to make sure the humans have all the energy they need to care for the dogs.
Bethel's Rochelle White started volunteering as a checkpoint cook 3 years ago. She says race organizers needed somebody in a hurry.
They were saying, we need someone to cook in Tuluksak. Can someone please cook in Tuluksak? And said, oh yeah, sure, we can do that. No big deal.
It's not a simple task, even for experienced cooks like Rochelle and her husband Bob. The first year, she says they only had 6 drinking glasses, which they washed over and over to keep up with the demand. And last winter, they ran short on eggs after hauling them from Bethel to Tuluksak on a bumpy snow machine trail.
Container had cracked and the eggs had cracked. And so it's always an adventure, and we have been figuring it out and perfecting it.
According to White's fellow volunteer, Twilla Elhart, they make everything from scratch, from breakfast burritos and baked chicken to cinnamon rolls and chocolate chip cookies. That is tricky to do on a tight schedule, but Elhart says the mushers really deserve some hot homemade food, especially on their second stop in Tuluksak when they're preparing for the final leg of the race.
Because you see this progressive, like, disorientation, exhaustion, their hair gets crazier, their faces are redder. But they're incredibly, I mean, across the board, I'm just so grateful, so excited to have food in general.
She says the cooks are glad they can help. That's because keeping mushers well fed lets them focus on their most important job, looking after the sled dogs.
The first thing when a musher stops is they first take care of the dogs, like across the board. You take care of the dogs first before yourself, and they come in. I think it's really special to get to take care of them.
And at this year's K300, the Tuluksak cooks are hoping to offer an even bigger and better menu. Elhart says the mushers have requested more native and subsistence foods, so they're packing up plenty of moose and salmon before they head to the checkpoint Friday. In Bethel, I'm Laura Craigle.
And finally, as top-tier mushers from around the state arrive to compete in the Kuskokwim 300 sled dog race and the two other signature races, a familiar face will be headed out on the trail. Ron Kaiser, the father of reigning Iditarod champion Pete Kaiser. KYUK talked to Ron about how it felt to be back on the runners of a sled.
It's been a crazy year for the Kaiser family in Bethel. A year ago, Ron and Janet Kaiser sat in their kitchen, recalling 4 decades of sled dog racing. Pete Kaiser, their son, was eyeing a possible 5th consecutive K300 win at the time, and he had yet to win his first Iditarod.
And, you know, it's been a while. It's been 10 Iditarods coming up. And I'm ready anytime if he wants to do it.
Pete didn't get his 5th K300 trophy, but he did nail a big win when March came.
Ladies and gentlemen, here comes the champion of the 47th annual Iditarod Sled Dog Race. Way to go, Bethel, Pete Kaiser.
But in some ways, nothing has changed. Father and son are out on the tundra training sled dogs for the races that have defined so much of their lives. Pete Kaiser's handler for the past 3 years had returned to his homeland in Norway, so it was Ron who volunteered to help out.
I wanted him to be as strong with his team in defending his championship, and, you know, maybe he can pull off another Cusco victory, too. Would be great.
This year, Ron is running the Bogus 150. It's a much faster race than the signature Kuskokwim 300, which Ron has also raced before. For the Bogus, sled dog teams typically run between 12 and 13 miles an hour instead of the mellower 10-mile-per-hour pace for longer distances. And Ron is getting used to being back on a sled. Most of his training this year has been behind a snow machine, but the last couple of practice runs were on a dog sled.
Yeah, I was a little sore the first time, but second time not so bad. And yeah, I'm ready to go.
Helping him out is longtime friend Rick Hansen. The last time Ron raced the Bogus was in 2015, the same year Pete won his first Kuskokwim 300. Ron placed third in the Bogus that year. So far, the biggest challenge has been getting used to Pete's dogs.
Because, you know, a lot of them look alike, for one thing. I know his, you know, his dogs that he's had a long time.
He says that Pete has trained them so well, they will respond to a different person on the sled without much trouble. Even though Ron's running the Bogus to help Pete train his dogs, he says don't count him out.
Well, you know, would I love to win the Bogus? Absolutely, I would love to win the Bogus.
But his primary goal is to keep Pete's dogs in shape and ready for his 11th Iditarod run, and hopefully his second Iditarod championship. The Kuskokwim 300 and Bogus 150 races will start on Friday, January 17th. The Akiak Dash's iconic mass start is scheduled to take off on January 18th. This is KYUK News. Thanks for listening. I'm Christy Schallenberger. Send your tips and comments to news@kyuk.org and stay tuned for News Yukton coming up.